Anti-Muslim protesters hurl insults and abuse at people attending an Islamic charity fundraiser in Yorba Linda, California. The February 13th incident is seen by area Muslims as new and disturbing evidence of Islamophobia among some sections in America's right-wing Tea Party movement. Shahid Hussein took his family to the charity event.
This is the first time in America I get scared for my children.
They're saying go back home and get out of my country and all that.
It makes me feel that I'm like, no, I don't belong here, like, and I'm not wanted.
What was perhaps most disturbing for the people who were here that night was learning that an elected public official at the protest rally appeared to be calling for violence against Muslims.
I don't even care if you think I'm crazy anymore.
That's Deborah Pauley, a Republican and member of the nearby Villa Park City Council.
I know quite a few Marines who will be very happy to help these terrorists to an early meeting in paradise.
Conservative Tea Party activists who organized the protest say it was meant to condemn the presence of speakers at the fundraiser, including Siraj Wahaj. U.S. prosecutors had linked Wahaj to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, but he was never charged and has denied any involvement.
We are here to declare that radical Islam, Sharia, is not welcome in our communities.
Lugo and others at the rally have tried to distance themselves from the more outspoken protesters.
None of the organizers knew who any of them were.
25-year-old Maheen Siddiqui attended the fundraiser.
It was really scary because at one point they started banging on the windows when people were praying, banging the walls with their shoes.
But she says she and others in the community will not be intimidated.
Just because I'm a Muslim doesn't make me any less American.
Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Yorba Linda, California.
Fundamentally, you're a fundamentalist. Kinda got a woman, you're the real terrorist. You're a menace. You're a credit to none. Electoral eclipse of your moral sun.
Religions are made evil the way that we twist them. Okay, so now this warmonger claims to be a Christian. That's false. See it if you only look. Money's religion and TV's the holy book. If he's Christian, then Christians are getting a bit crazier. He should know Iraq was once called Mesopotamia. They tell a lot of lies that are hard to believe in. Cause Mesopotamia was the Garden of Eden. Systematically sadistic, sicker than sickle cell. Christian couldn't turn the Garden of Eden to live in hell. Kill women and children, claiming they're not civilians. Get on the TV and start brainwashing millions. Using innocent lives that died in them buildings. And soldiers to fight but doesn't want that life for his children. Hypocrite, a killer with a covenant of sin. Not a governor of government, just a puppet on the string. Terrorism, take a look in a good mirror. Beat around the bush, I'm a bushwhacking bush killer. Don't believe it, even though some sheep will do. They wouldn't hate you if you didn't give them a reason to. You say justice, but that's just a lie. Religion's not the reason, just the way they justify. You're a terrorist, giving birth to another terrorist. The fact is fundamentally that you're the fundamentalist.
Fundamentally, you're a fundamentalist. Kinda got a wound in you, the real terrorist. You're a menace. You're a credit to none. Electoral eclipse of your moral sun. It didn't have no guns and the war's not one. Electoral eclipse of your moral sun.
This one's for Kosovo, Iraq, Palestine, Chechnya, all those that passed on 9/11 in America, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Bosnia and Darfur. It's in our nature as the human race to start war. Congo, Somalia, Eritrea, Rwanda, Lebanon, Liberia, Serbia and Uganda. Round the world, too many children deaded in vain. I won't carry on because there's too many to name.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Fundamentally, you're a fundamentalist. Kinda got a wound in you, the real terrorist. You're a menace. You're a credit to none. Electoral eclipse of your moral sun. Four lucky young guns done London. Electoral eclipse of your moral sun.
Your Bazaar from my manor or Canada, from Aberdeen or Africa, Camden or Addis Ababa. I do this for the mothers and daughters without running water, and the brothers tortured in lawless wars in the country slaughtered. You say justice, but that's just a lie. Religion's not the reason, just the way you justify. You're a terrorist, giving birth to another terrorist. The fact is fundamentally that you're the fundamentalist.
Fundamentally, you're a fundamentalist. Kinda got a wound in you, the real terrorist. You're a menace, you're a credit to none. Electoral eclipse of your moral sun.
one electoral eclipse of your moral sun.
You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to wonder exactly what President George W. Bush knew about the attack and when he knew it. According to the official White House version, it was at this moment in a Florida classroom that Bush learned the second plane had hit the World Trade Center and that the U.S. was under attack. But here's what George Bush himself said almost 3 months later when asked about September 11th.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. And I said, it must have been a horrible accident. But I was whisked off there. I didn't have much time to think about it.
Now, wait a minute. George Bush was told about the second plane while he was inside the classroom. So you just heard him describe seeing the first plane crash on television that day. But that's impossible. No one saw the first plane crash on TV on September the 11th. Because the videotape of it didn't surface until the next day.
I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives. And they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bombs planted on the George Washington Bridge. 4 non-Arabs arrested during the emergency, and then it disappeared from the news permanently. They dubbed the tape of Osama, and they said it was proof. Jealous of our freedom, I can't believe you bought that excuse. Rocking a motherfucking flag don't make you a hero. We're the ground zero. The devil crept into heaven, God overslept on the 7th. The new world order was born on September 11th. Father, forgive them, for they don't know right from wrong. The truth is set you free, written down in a song. And the song has the cause of death written in code. The word of God brought to light that'll save your soul.
Save your soul, motherfucker, save your soul.
And just so conservatives don't take it to heart, I don't think Bush did it, cause he isn't that smart. He's just a stupid puppet taking orders on his cell phone from the same people that sabotaged Senator Wellstone. The military industry got it popping and locking, looking for a way to justify the Wolfowitz doctrine. And as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld, now that I think back, without 9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq or a defense budget of world conquest proportions. Kill freedom of speech and revoke the right to abortion, tax cut extortion, a blessing to the wealthy and wicked. But you still have to answer to the Armageddon you scripted. And Dick Cheney, you fucking leech, tell him your plans about building your pipelines through Afghanistan and how Israeli troops train the Taliban in Pakistan. You might have some house niggas fooled, but I understand colonialism is sponsored by corporations. That's why Halliburton gets paid to rebuild nations. Tell me the truth, I don't scare into paralysis. I know the CIA saw Bin Laden on dialysis in 98 when he was top 10 for the FBI. Government ties is really why the government lies. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why. Cause then the cause of death, the cause, the propaganda to die.
So, we must ask ourselves, what is the dictionary definition of terrorism? The systematic use of terror, especially as a means of coercion. But what is terror? According to the dictionary I hold in my hand, terror is violent or destructive acts, such as bombing, committed by groups in order to intimidate a population or government into granting their demands. So what's a terrorist?
They're calling me a terrorist, like they don't know who the terrorist. When they put it on me, I tell them this, I'm all about peace and love. They're calling me a terrorist, like they don't know who the terrorist. Insulting my intelligence, oh how these people judge.
It seems like the ragheads and packy
he's a worry in your dad. But your dad's favorite food is curry and kebab. It's funny but it's sad how they make your mommy hurry with her bags. Rather read the sun and study all the facts. Tell me, what's the bigger threat to human society? BAE systems or homemade IEDs? Remote controlled drones killing off human lives? Or man with homemade bomb committing suicide? I know you were terrified when you saw the towers fall. It's all terror, but some forms are more powerful. It seems nuts, how could there be such agony when more Israelis die from peanut allergies? It's like the definition didn't ever exist. I guess it's all just dependent who your nemesis is. Irrelevant how eloquent the rhetoric peddler is. They're telling fibs, now tell us who the terrorist is.
They're calling me a terrorist, like they don't know who the terrorist. When they put it on me, I tell them this, I'm all about peace and love. They're calling me a terrorist, like they don't know who the terrorist. Insulting my intelligence, oh how these people judge.
Lumumba was democracy, Mossadegh was democracy, Allende was democracy, hypocrisy, it bothers me. Call you terrorists if you don't wanna be a colony. Refuse to bow down to a policy of robbery. It's terrorism, my lyrics. When more Vietnam vets killed themselves after the war than died in it, this is very basic. One nation in the world has over 1,000 military bases. They say it's religion when clearly it isn't. It's not just Muslims that oppose your imperialism. It's Hugo Chavez a Muslim? Nah, I didn't think so. Is Castro a Muslim? Nah, I didn't think so. It's like the definition didn't ever exist. I guess it's all just dependent who your nemesis is. Irrelevant how eloquent the rhetoric peddler is. They're telling fibs, now tell us who the terrorist is.
They're calling me a terrorist, like they don't know who the terrorist. When they put it on me, I tell them this, I'm all about peace and love. They're calling me a terrorist, like they don't know who the terrorist. Insulting my intelligence, oh how these people judge. You think that I don't know, but I know, I know, I know. You think that we don't know, but we know.
Who's building seven terrorism? Who's now no thermite terrorism? Diego Garcia was terrorism. I am conscious, the conscious with terrorism. Phosphorus that burns hands, that is terrorism. Erd and Stern gang, that was terrorism. What they did in Hiroshima was terrorism. What they did in Fallujah was terrorism. Mandela ANC, that was terrorism. Jerry Adams IRA, that was terrorism. Eric Prince Blackwater was terrorism. Oklahoma McVeigh, that was terrorism. Everyday USA, that is terrorism. Everyday UK, that is terrorism.
Good evening, Ahmed.
Infidel.
So you're a terrorist?
Yes, I am a terrorist.
What kind of terrorist?
A terrifying terrorist. Silence! I kill you!